the problem for Thomas Pringle is that when Gary Doherty is eliminated, you will see a very disciplined Sinn Féin vote, which could take.
And that you presume you've sort of got the info over the course of the day that would point strongly to that.
Well, we've seen the vote. It's the vote is coming out very strong in terms of 1, 2, 3. The key thing here that we're kind of watching in terms of at this stage of the game is that that the transfers that I'm picking up from people who's been eliminated is at this stage is as much a transfer to Padraig McLaughlin as it is to me. Because every transfer that I get, that means it's a less transfer I need from Gary Doherty. And if I don't need those transfers from Gary Doherty, they are going to go to Padraig. Predominantly, they're going to go, not all of them, obviously, but there's going to be, you're going to see the highest transfer rate of any political party in this election so far.
So what's your reading then of the figures? Who do you see going out after Niamh Kennedy?
Yeah, well, this is going to be an interesting one here. Obviously, what we would like to see is, which isn't going to transpire, is that Gary Doherty would be the last to be eliminated. Yeah. But I don't see that happening because you have Desi Shields and Tim Jackson. They're about 300 votes, you know, roughly behind Gary Doherty. So you would imagine when one of those goes out, it might allow the other to leapfrog Gary Doherty. Why is that important? It's because I would pick up transfers from them again, and that allows more votes to be transferred from Gary straight to Padraig McLaughlin. But if there is if my vote continues to narrow, close in on the quota, and we're about, what is it, 1200 or 1300 away at the minute, if we can get that down further before Gary's eliminated, then that's going to put Padraig in with a very, very strong chance.